All right, welcome back to segment 5 of Program 8 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Woody, your host, for the next 7 minutes. In this final segment of this program. Yeah, I've shouted and done a lot of stuff, but there's some pretty good information that was passed to you. Just the existence of just 5 books that I pulled off my shelf. I didn't happen to tell you the 5th one yet, but I'm going to do that in just a minute. But I want to call your attention to Samuel P. Huntington's The Class of Civilizations. The man is dead on. Wrote in the middle 90s about where America was headed. He did what every good intelligence officer does. He just lines up the dots of current events and says, this is the vector we're on, and this is where we're headed. Take a genius. Smart guy, yeah. But what he has said has come to pass. I strongly suggest you read his book, The Conspiracy of Ignorance, by Martin L. Gross, The Failure of American Public Schools. Thank you, number 6 most dangerous person in America, Jimmy Peanut Carter. The Conspiracy of Ignorance. America has been dumbed down so that we can have the kind of voters that would vote for what infects the office of president and the power structure of our country right now. And those who would accept the fact that we had an election in 2020, yeah, sure, the moon is green cheese. Another book, The Coming Anarchy by Robert D. Kaplan, written back in 2000. It shows how American foreign policy that has evolved from, well, for a long time actually, but really beginning in the Clinton administration and even foisted upon our country by a fellow I kind of liked, George W. Bush. But read what Kaplan says. Shattering the Dreams of the Post-Cold War, The Coming Anarchy. Folks, any doubt that that's on us? And then the book that I mentioned by Bernard Goldberg, 100 People Who Were Screwing Up America, written in 2005. But that was another book written a year later by a gal who actually, I believe, wrote a better book than what Bernard wrote, because she's a little more factual and a little more analytical. Her name is Cato Byrne. Very attractive lady, very smart lady who understands the damage that cultural Marxist feminists have wrought upon this country that, well, some people who make money off T-shirts saying training for American boys is a lobotomy and other stuff. They hate traditional masculinity that has proven to be the protector of every culture that ever began, because it began the great cultures. Traditional masculinity. They hate it. Well, God bless Cato Byrne. She wrote a great book. I'm going to read you something that she says about the Clinton administration and what went on then. And I hold that was the most destructive 8 years in our country. Our intelligence community was gutted. It was gutted by the Clintons, and particularly by the witch Hillary Clinton. And so the deep state that exists now in opposition to the traditional male who can write this country, Donald Trump, is being warred against. They're going to do everything they can to take him out. But here's what she said, what dear Cato Byrne said, who I love, great lady, said in her book in 2006. Feminists don't care a whit about a particular commander at the time who was being persecuted. They don't care about his heroic service, because he belongs to that guilty class of white males and exhibits despised masculine traits. The feminist project to integrate all forms of combat, to integrate with women all forms of combat, denies the history of warfare that shows masculine traits are vital, existentially vital, to military success. What percentage of our U.S. military now is X chromosome, XX chromosome? I think it's approaching in excess of 20%. 20%. They're now in submarines and fighting forces, and we already have a problem with the feminization of men. You know, the Army's not going to make its quota. Neither is the Navy or the Air Force. People don't want to, males, traditional males, don't want to go into the military anymore. And then this last line that I think is particularly good. During Bill and Hillary's years in the 90s, when feminists and the men who fear them were in charge of the Pentagon, the beginning of our woes. Women were fully integrated into the leadership of the military without background to do it. I knew one of them. Well, and the men who think like women. That's what America is. Run by now. Cultural, Marxist, feminist, and men who either think like them or who pretend to push their points of view so they can score with the chicks. Bill Clinton and the other so-called men that are part of the Democrat Party pushing abortion and lesbianism and all the other stuff that is tearing this country apart. This is the end of Program 8 because Segment 5 is now finished. I'm Woody, the host, and I hope you'll come back next Saturday and listen to Program 9. God bless you.